From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. Utah has now had more than 4,800 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The Department of Health released these numbers today. Health officials say they're preparing to protect high-risk individuals with mobile testing and strike teams. Officials have already deployed a team to a residential facility in Utah County to provide nursing-level care and personal protective gear. So far, the state has tested more than 112,000 people, and officials estimate over 2,000 people have recovered. U.S. Senator Mitt Romney has proposed giving a temporary bonus to essential and frontline workers. To be eligible, workers must make under $90,000 a year, and this proposed program is called Patriot Pay. It could grant workers an additional $12 an hour. Employers would receive a tax credit and be responsible for paying 25% of the raise. The federal government would pay the rest. If Congress approves it, Patriot Pay would run through July 31st. Republican gubernatorial candidate Jan Garbett is appealing a recent court ruling. It reduced the number of signatures that she needs to appear on June's primary ballot. Garbett argued earlier this week that she should still be able to collect fewer than the 28,000 required signatures due to the pandemic. A federal court agreed and required her to submit and verify just 70% of that amount, which would be about 19,000. But in her appeal filed today, she says that the burden is still too high. She pointed to other states that have much lower requirements. Another Republican candidate for governor, Jeff Birmingham, also filed a lawsuit against the state this week to lower his signature threshold as well. Hundreds of hotspots went out to students on the Navajo Nation here in Utah last month. Parents and teachers say that they keep shutting off because of low data limits. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger tells us that the district is working out the kinks.
Brianna Lee is a junior at Monument Valley High School who received her hotspot last week. She says it's helping her get more work done, but after 3 or 4 hours, she usually maxes out the daily data allotment.
It's just frustrating because it just turns off automatically.
Lee says it happened once while she was taking a test, and she lost all of her answers. Teachers are also struggling with the data limit. Georgiana Simpson is an art instructor at White Horse High School in Montezuma Creek. She says she made a video explaining an assignment, and her students weren't able to download it. But she says the hotspots have made it easier to communicate with students.
And that's just really huge because that's been the part that has been the most difficult is maintaining that contact.
Aaron Brewer is the technical director for San Juan Schools. He says the data limits can be increased if students ask their principals. Lee's grandmother says she did that and the school district agreed, but it hasn't happened yet. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Officials at Bryce Canyon National Park announced yesterday that it will begin to reopen in phases next week. Starting on Wednesday, all viewpoints along the main park road up through Rainbow Point will be open to the public. The visitor center, campgrounds, backcountry trails, and most restrooms will still be closed. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.